the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, to the story of the US government restricting computer giant Microsoft from exporting high-tech AI chips to Abu Dhabi because they fear the technology could fall into the wrong hands. To tell us more, I'm joined by Philip Smith, physicist, engineer and science communicator. You're very welcome, Philip. First of all, what are Microsoft trying to do and why is the US government trying to restrict that?
Microsoft is planning to ship advanced AI microchips to a company called G42, which is a UAE-based artificial intelligence firm. Now, they've invested $1.5 billion into this company. And what they're looking to do is to broaden their reach within the Middle East. But these chips are crucial to developing and running AI models, including things you might have heard like ChatGPT, but we would have had an OpenAI.
And that's the difference between, for want of a better word, a traditional microchip and an AI chip, is the ability to run all of that on it.
Yeah, traditional CPUs, as you would have called them, maybe central processing units, are very good at general work, but they're not good. They can't parallel process. And that's what you need to be able to do when you're working with AI. So GPUs or graphical processing units originally would have been designed to use like for video games because there's lots of images and things going. So you do lots of things in parallel. Now they're more specialized. There's different types of them as well. They have a larger memory capacity. But the capability of parallel processing is the bigger thing, to be able to do lots of things at once, which you need to be able to process AI.
So is the US government on solid ground in having concerns about where this technology might end up if it goes to Abu Dhabi or a company there that's backed by Microsoft?
Yes, in some terms, in terms of their historical work. G42 had strong ties to Beijing. There was talk that they had partnerships with the company that is basically the parent organization of TikTok. But this is why the US government wanted to have these restrictions on exports, because they don't want to give the technology away. The US has an edge in terms of a lot of its technological advances, but in manufacturing, it doesn't. So 90% of the world's chips in this space are actually manufactured outside of the US. And this is something a lot of people actually think that's what one of the reasons that Trump got elected initially was, because of that eradication of what was called the Rust Belt, the industrial manufacturing heartland of the US. What they're trying to do now with the CHIPS Act that Joe Biden has brought in is to actually bring in that infrastructure and start building again. So they don't want to lose their technology. A lot of this also has to be, is based in kind of a militaristic area as well.
Originally, because these chips could be used for all kinds of things.
Well, originally, like semiconductors and the microchips that they were based on were used in missile defense. And you would have actually, you'd think of the Javelin missiles that have been commonly talked about that are being used in Ukraine. There's multiple semiconductors in them. But initially, the drive of semiconductor development was based on military applications. So if you're giving away that edge, then you're giving not only an edge, but a lot of the manufacturing happens in that part of the world as well, in Taiwan, which is a hotbed.
And the company G42 in Abu Dhabi, they've taken certain measures to try and assuage the US government's concerns.
Yes, they have. And it's been positive for them. So Microsoft sees that there's clarity coming down the line. G42 has said that they haven't hedged their bets. They've gone with the US. They've gone away from everything, investments and partnerships they had with China. They've also worked with NVIDIA, who are a large US, I suppose originally were the first GPU, 90% of the production came from a $1 trillion business. And NVIDIA has been allowed to send some of its H100, A100 chips to G42 as well to be able to be developed. The difference particularly with the Microsoft ones is that although NVIDIA received approval to ship these over, the Microsoft deal requires additional clarity because the company has a broader deal with G42, which includes not just the chips, but the AI models, the software and the other critical IP that goes with it. So the US government is kind of playing catch up. This is a very fast, dynamic, cool, interesting field, and the legislation is slow.
But as you describe it, there's an awful lot at stake for the US government and a lot of big things being played out. But what about Abu Dhabi? That wants to be a big AI hub.
It wants to be something because it, you know, oil is what it's mainly based on in its economy in the Middle East. So you're seeing developments like in Saudi Arabia, like the NEOM project, the line. They want it to be a center for innovation, and they want these people to come in and actually drive work. And that's why they're looking to emerging fields like AI. One of the biggest things, however, is talent. the US, and with all this redevelopment, needs about 27,000 new high-level graduates. And immigration into the US is an issue. So Europe needs to develop this. So the Middle East also needs to develop it. So by having this new center that they have there, the AI for Good Center, or institutes that they're there, they're trying to put a good face on what they're doing.
And as you describe it, Philip, it sounds as if with the big game being played, these kinds of issues are going to arise more and more. Where does Ireland fit in with all of that?
Well, in terms of like the amount of manufacturing, we're quite small in comparison. Like there's five major players in the world that make this. The US, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and the Netherlands actually are massive. Intel has a massive investment in Ireland, originally about $15 billion, and they're now investing in building more plants, obviously the new fab that's going there. Intel is actually investing $30 billion over the next 5 years around the world, and we're part of that. But it's seen its business shrink because of its market share has shrunk as well, but they're trying to catch up.
The chips might be down.
They might be down.
But we'll see what happens. Philip Smith, physicist, engineer and science communicator, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.